You know, I've talked to a lot of gardeners and homeowners who do their own landscaping about this plant hardiness zone map change. And at first, they're kind of astounded. The growing zones are changing because it's getting warmer. But then they sort of pause and think for a moment and usually say something like, "Yeah, that makes sense." The United States Department of Agriculture issues the plant hardiness zone map. It's basically a map of the annual average low temperatures that help folks figure out what they can plant and expect to survive. But the USDA hasn't updated its map since 1990. The spokesman at the National Arbor Day Foundation, Woody Nelson, I kid you not, the Arbor Day guy's name is Woody. Woody says his organization issued a new map because it really needed to be updated.
You know, people were asking us to help out. You know, this old USDA map just doesn't seem to work for us anymore. I don't think it's accurate. What can you do to help? So we took it upon ourselves to give tree planters the most up-to-date information that we could.
So the National Arbor Day Foundation looked at the low temperature data gathered by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration since 1990. And the people were right. Things are warming up.
And over that 15-year span that we used, much of the country had warmed a full hardiness zone.
And there's a 10-degree difference from one zone to the next. It shows a real on-the-ground trend. Richard Andres is with Tantre Farm. They grow organic produce for farmers markets like this one in Michigan. Andres didn't know about the new Arbor Day hardiness zone map, but it makes sense to him. He says he's seeing more extremes.
You know, last winter was unusually warm. The winter before, unusually warm. So we really didn't even get a decent freeze. We had a huge amount of bugs in the following spring. So we are noticing more extremes.
But a farmer or a gardener can adjust things for annual plants. Long term, you're probably wondering whether you can now plant that dogwood or whether you should plant that spruce from up north. Phil Walsh sells a lot of trees at Lodi Farms Nursery. He knew about the Arbor Day hardiness zone map, but he says there's a lot more to think about than just the annual average low temperature when you're thinking about planting.
Cold is not the only or really the most important factor when determining plant hardiness. Questions like soil. Is it well-drained? Is it not? Is it wet? Is it dry? Is it acid or is it alkaline? Do you have wind? Do you have shade? Questions like this, you know, is it a high in organic material or low in organic material? These tend to have more impact on whether or not plants survive than strictly the zone rating.
Walsh says trees are pretty tough, and most of them can adapt.
Yes, things have warmed up over the last 15, and they may well continue, or it may change, and it may go down. Pick a good hardy plant that's well-suited for your soil, and typically one that's native here, the one that's gone through these temperature changes in the past, and I don't expect anybody's going to have any problems with them.
That's not to say that every kind of tree is taking this in stride. For example, black spruce trees adapted to Canadian and upper New England cold might not be such a good choice as far south as has been grown in the past. Woody Nelson at the National Arbor Day Foundation says trees native to the north are starting to be affected by the warming climate.
There's a whole lot of white pines that have been planted in Georgia in the south as a nice landscape tree over the years, and now those white pines are coming under a little bit of stress. The native lodgepole pines, the native loblolly pines in the deep south. Again, native species are something that we want to promote and stick with.
So the basic rule is, if the plant hardiness zone map has shifted one growing zone warmer in just 15 years, you'll probably want to stick to trees native to your area or from just a little south of you, just in case this warming trend sticks around for a while. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.